Hello and welcome to the Informed Traveler Podcast, part of the Informed Traveler Radio Show, which is heard each week on Chorus Radio. It's a travel podcast where our goal is to help you become a more informed traveler. And I'm your host, Randy Sharman. So last week, we took a short road trip to Golden, BC to spend an afternoon checking out the Golden Sky Bridge, which I'm going to say right now is way more than just a suspension bridge. Plus, we stayed a couple of nights at the Mont Royal Hotel in the town of Banff. And while we were in Banff, we took a ride up the famous Banff Gondola to take in some of the breathtaking views atop Sulphur Mountain. It really is one of those must things to do when visiting Banff. So in our podcast this week, we'll play the conversations we had with the folks from the Banff Jasper Collection and the Golden Sky Bridge who hosted us last week. First, we'll play our chat with David Barber, the general manager of the Banff Gondola, who tells the story behind how the Banff Gondola began and what you need to know when visiting the Banff Gondola. And speaking of interesting stories, one of the historic buildings right on Banff Avenue is where the Mont Royal Hotel is located. So while we were there, we met up with the VP of Operations for the Banff Jasper Collection, Alex Grant, who shared some of the colorful past of the hotel. And then later, we'll play the conversation we had with Tristan McLagan. He is the general manager of the Golden Sky Bridge, which, as I mentioned, involves much more than just taking a walk across a suspension bridge. So here we go with our first conversation now with David Barber. He's the general manager, as we mentioned, of the Banff Gondola, who talks about how the Banff Gondola began and what you need to know when visiting the Banff Gondola. You can find out more about the Banff Gondola at the Banff Jasper Collection website, BanffJasperCollection.com.
It's a beautiful day and it's middle of the afternoon and it seems crazy busy. Is it crazy busy compared to, I don't know, what used to be?
I wouldn't say it's crazy busy. It's we're definitely seeing our business volumes back to what it was traditionally pre-COVID, which is fantastic. It's great to see our staffing levels are very similar to those, and our guest levels are, you know, pretty similar. The vibes are high.
Good. Well, that's good news. How long has the gondola been in operation now? It seems like it's an icon when you come to Banff. It's one of those things that you have to do.
I definitely agree with you there. The history on the gondola goes back farther than the actual structure. So in 1896, there was a young man named Norman Sampson. And he decided to take his snowshoes and go up to the top of Sulphur Mountain and figured it was a great place to observe the weather. So he went up there and eventually in 1904, he built the first trail up to the peak of Sulphur Mountain. And he had an observatory deck out there where he would go up there. And he actually ended up going up there about 1,000 times in his lifetime.
Oh my gosh.
All the way up until he was 84 years old was
wow.
His last hike up to the top of Sulphur Mountain. So there's a tradition there with William Sampson. We actually have his observation deck still at the peak of Sulphur Mountain.
Cool.
And then in 1940, John Jaggi, who was an immigrant out of Switzerland, he started the first tea house on the top of Sulphur Mountain. So we'd have people up there for their breakfast, for their lunch, and hosted really the first tourists up on the top of Sulphur Mountain. And he actually later on developed a sort of tractor system that would take people from the bottom here up halfway. So he would help people halfway up on a tractor system to get the travelers up to the tea house.
Yeah.
He decided with his Swiss heritage that a gondola was a much better option than the tractor system. So we installed in 1959 the first enclosed gondola in North America, which is still the first dual cable enclosed gondola in all of Canada.
Wow.
So opening day was in 1959. In 1998, the lifts that you see right now, so the actual physical lift equipment was installed. In 2016, the fantastic facilities that we have on the top of Sulphur Mountain, so our upper terminal, was open to the public, and there was about $29 million renovation project to install our restaurants and our interpretive floor and our experience at the top of Sulphur.
Yeah, it's more than just taking a ride up a mountain, right? Like you said, you've added some amenities. There's a restaurant up there, so you can really take it all in, soak it all in, right?
Absolutely. We recommend when people come out here, have a good chunk of your day dedicated to being up at the gondola, because it is the gondola ride, but it's the experience from the bottom to the top, And also working with our partners in Parks Canada and going on the boardwalk and to the observation areas and hiking around and seeing our interpretive flora, having a bite to eat in one of our restaurants, grabbing a coffee from the coffee shop. Right now we're doing Sunset Festival, which is the festival we do at Peak Patio, which is at the top of the gondola. We have live musicians, great place to grab a drink and you know, a donair and enjoy the live music and the best views in the world. So we're doing that right now. So there's a ton of stuff to do. It's the gondola ride is fantastic, but a lot of stuff to do while you're here too.
Oh, I'm sure. And I would guess, I'm only guessing, so you can correct me, it's seasonal in with the daylight. You know, it's a lot, you can see a lot more obviously in the summer, but then that changes in the winter and there's a totally different perspective, I would think.
Absolutely. And I'd recommend people to definitely come up in the summertime, but also come up in the wintertime. It's it is a completely different sort of vibe up here. You know, it is a little bit quieter in terms of volume. But I mean, some of the, you know, being in Alberta in one of the sunniest places in the world, you know, it is beautiful. And to see the snow-capped peaks, to get up there in the wintertime, you can still get out there on the boardwalk. It is a very different sort of atmosphere, but it is both entirely unique.
Yeah.
Definitely recommend it.
So when is a good time to come? Is it morning? Maybe we should talk about your hours of operation before we jump into that, though.
Yes. So as you mentioned there, the hours of operation do fluctuate. We're open a little longer during the summertime just based on the daylight hours. So right now we're open all the way from 8 a.m. until the last gondola goes down just before 10 p.m. During the winter time, I highly encourage you to check our website. That is the banffjaspercollection.com to check on our hours of operation. We do open a little bit later just on the daylight hours, but do encourage you to check that out. And of course, if you're coming to dine as well, definitely pre-book ahead, make a reservation. We do have some phenomenal dining experiences up there, but definitely recommend to check the website, give us a call, and pre-book that trip, and we'll make sure that everything goes flawlessly.
Is it weather dependent? Like, are there some days where if it's really windy, you're just not going to operate, that people should be aware of that kind of thing? I mean, not that it happens a lot, but
the wind, very rarely. We do have wind stops if the if the wind does pick up beyond a certain threshold, where we do stop momentarily, but it's very, I've never seen it where we're closed for a day due to the wind. We do have typically in the winter time, if it gets below minus 25 degrees, we might have a delayed opening just to make sure that that the weather can get a little bit warmer before we start the gondola up. Health and safety and security is always the top of our priority list, so just making sure that you know, there isn't any inherent danger with the gondola, but you know, our ability and our teams to respond in minus 25 is going to be a lot tougher of a situation than it would be in a warmer climate. So
just logistics, I noticed people there, you can get tickets when you're here, but do you want to take that risk? I mean, it's better probably to go online and make sure everything's reserved and you just have to show up.
I always recommend book your tickets in advance. There is some discounts as well for our Alberta residents. We also do have some packages available with Lake Minnewanka, the Icefields Parkway, and that sort of thing right now as well. So I definitely recommend. It is, in particular, a very busy area being up here on Sulphur Mountain. We share the space as well with the Banff Hot Springs. So being able to make sure that you have your ticket in advance, you present it to our parking attendants, get you in a parking spot or a shuttle from one of our downtown hotels or from the overflow parking lot in Banff Town site, and taking those shuttles up and be planful of that. The last thing we want is to turn anybody away based on our tickets that we have sold already. So definitely would book in advance.
And that's pretty handy too, having the shuttle like that. Like, parking is an issue.
Absolutely.
Some days, like I imagine today, it probably is an issue.
Absolutely. So it's one of our Promise to Place initiatives. You know, and environmental impact is huge for us. And also working with the town of Banff on traffic management throughout Banff is hugely important. So we do have two shuttles running a day, stops at the overflow lot by the train station in town, also stops at the Banff Park Lodge, as well as the Elkin Avenue Hotel. And it'll take you right up here hassle-free, leave your vehicle at the overflow lot, hop on, We'll drop you off downtown as well if you'd like to go there afterwards and take the hassle of driving and worrying about finding parking and that sort of thing away from the experience and just have you just come up and enjoy the gondola.
Yeah. We only have about a minute, but any special events people should be aware of?
Absolutely. Going into the winter is it's probably my favorite time to be around Banff. We have a lot of great stuff coming. Last year we launched Night Rise, which is our collaborative experience. It's a multimedia experience collaborating with our friends at the Stony Nakoda. It's really a phenomenal experience to go up top and feel their culture and the importance of the mountains, the importance of gathering with the Stony Nakoda and being able to celebrate that and also really celebrate the night. You know, for me, you know, the optimal experience in the wintertime is coming up to the gondola here and coming up around 4, maybe 3:30. You get to go up, you see all the sights around, you get to watch the sunset, which is, you see that alpenglow in the wintertime.
Yeah.
Grab some dinner in Sky Bistro, the number one rated restaurant in Banff, or Northern Lights. And then Night Rise
takes
off as soon as the sun goes down. So for me, for value, and that experience, I don't think there's anything better, so I would highly recommend that folks definitely come out and see us for that.
Yeah, well, there's a tip right there. David Barber is the general manager of the Banff Gondola. BanffJasperCollection.com is where you can find more info. It was fun chatting. Thanks for doing this.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Well, as we mentioned, we took a short road trip to the town of Banff, Alberta last week to get caught up on what's new there and, of course, take in the beautiful scenery. And while we were there, spent a couple of nights at the historic Mount Royal Hotel located right on Banff Avenue. The location couldn't be better. There's an ice cream shop right next door. For one, you step out the front door and you're only a few steps or blocks away from everything you need. And right outside the front lobby as well is the Rome Transit System to take you to the other areas of the town and the park itself. It's also where we met up with Alex Grant. He's the VP of Operations with the Banff Jasper Collection. The website to learn more about the Mount Royal Hotel is BanffJasperCollection.com. And here's that conversation now. We're sitting on the second floor, just above the lobby here, the Mount Royal Hotel. It's a beautiful location. Like, oh my goodness, it's a beautiful building, and it's been here a long time, right?
Yeah, thanks, Randy. I appreciate you taking the time to come visit us and to chat about what we're really excited about for all of our hotels, attractions, food and beverage outlets across the Canadian Rockies. But yeah, sitting in the Mount Royal Hotel on the second floor. Originally built way back in 1908.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, pretty, if you're thinking Banff history, that's right in the heart of when, you know, all of the migration and travel was and the enthusiasm around the Rockies was starting. So the Brewster brothers, they took it over in 1912.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, this hotel has had 9 renovations. and the Cascade Hotel, which is it's now all connected together, which is further down the street, but now all one, had 3 renovations leading up to today. So a total of 12 renovations that this property has seen. So it's really been a canvas for representing the times in Banff as the traveler has evolved over the years and you know, grown to that real international destination that we're so excited about here in Banff and in the Canadian Rockies.
Well, evolved is a good word, right? Because I think anytime I talk to someone in the hotel industry or the hospitality industry, you got to evolve. Like, things are constantly changing, and I guess that goes back to how many times this building has been renovated and updated, right?
Absolutely. So what's unique about this hotel is that it's actually survived 2 fires.
Mm-hmm.
So one back in 1967, and then the second as recently as 2016.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's when we were able to really do a refresh on this place. And so, you know, we were really, really purposeful about making sure that we paid homage to the storied history of the area. So you can feel sitting in this lobby that it sort of has that vibe of the 20s, 30s with it and what the sort of, again, that that bold explorer and traveler would have been looking for as they came in on the train as a sort of, you know, a fine experience in coming into Banff. While also building in some contemporary elements. So we're sitting on some nice you know, leather chairs and couches right now. We've just put in a brand new restaurant into the hotel called Brazen, which we're really excited about. Again, really playing up on the old restaurant lounge that existed, you know, back in the days where this was the Alberta Hotel, and it was the Alberta Bar. And so, you know, we call it Brazen because the food experience is very bold, very forward, very fun, and we think really complements the hotel and the overall, you know, melding of the history but current together all in one. And so we've had great reception from both, you know, international guests, long haul guests, and locals to the new restaurant experience that we've put in.
So you have on the fifth floor.
Yeah, we have the Cascade Lounge, which is in what was the Cascade Hotel.
Okay.
So I talked about two hotels merging into one. And so that's a really, really nice amenity of the hotel where we've got, you know, nice hot tubs that guests can go and enjoy that are outdoor. So if, you know, if they're planning a ski vacation, really nice to robe up and go out into the outdoor hot tubs. And then it has the Cascade Lounge, which serves beverages, some snacks, that, you know, guests can go up, enjoy, play some games, have a nice, you know, beverage, and have a nice evening.
Yeah.
So
how many rooms in all then?
In this hotel, I believe we have 127.
Okay.
I might be a couple off.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah.
You know, mostly king bedrooms. We have some, you know, two queens that are there for families, but it's you know, it's a great couples retreat hotel with, you know, again, the combination of the hot tubs, the Cascade Lounge, Brazen, and then of course, you know, everything on Banff Ave to go experience and explore from a dining and adventure perspective. And then we now have Open Top that we're offering at the Mount Royal Hotel. Yeah, that's been a fun new attraction where you can learn about the history of Banff as a local celebrity.
Yeah, tell me a little bit about that. Because, I mean, the location is fantastic. You step out the front door, you got an ice cream shop right next to you.
Yeah.
And then, you know, everything you'd want within a 2 or 3 block radius, I would think, right?
The location doesn't get any better, right in the heart of downtown Banff. And, you know, in the summer, the town of Banff has done a great thing and closed off the street for walking traffic only. Most of the time, the local transit bus system can pass through, but, you know, a really nice experience being able to walk onto the street and sit outside, have a beverage, have a nice meal at the many, you know, wonderful restaurant establishments around Banff Avenue and on Banff Avenue. And so, yeah, we've opened we're running Open Top Touring, which is the vehicle is a 20 passenger retrofitted touring bus that has an open top roof.
Yeah.
It is a play up on an old Brewster touring bus that was, again, back from the early 90s where the Brewster brothers would tour around Fairmont guests the region. And so that bus was called Old White. And so we retrofitted that and paid homage again to that history of the Brewster brothers and how they used to tour guests around the Rockies to offer a new tour experience of the core of Banff and some of its best sites, secrets, views, where you'll learn some of the local history, but some of the current, you know, fun, local, edgy things to do around town, which is a great experience.
Yeah. Well, and I think if people haven't been to Banff for a while, the way you talk about how they've opened up the main street just for foot traffic, except for the Rome bus that goes through, it really does spread out. Like, the, you know, if anyone thinks that it was congested before, now it's not. That's not the issue anymore, I don't think.
Yeah,
at least it seems to me anyway.
Banff has certainly done a great job. They've also, you know, made some really nice upgrades to Bear Street, which is one street over, where, you know, that's sort of a walking traffic slash, you know, small vehicle passage road that, again, a much nicer experience for you know, touring around. You can do a nice circuit now where you see a lot of the local Banff businesses and restaurants and get to explore Banff, I think, in a more walking friendly way that does spread out the crowds in a, you know, in a really appealing guest
And now we're getting into the fall season. It's a beautiful time to be in Banff in the fall, too, right?
Absolutely.
So any events or anything coming up that people should make note of, even into the winter season? I know ski season.
Absolutely, yeah.
Too.
We've got a few things, always do. Yeah. So it is actually this year, it's Brewster's 130th birthday.
All right.
So we're doing just a small little reception in Brazen. It's open to the public on September 29th,
okay.
I believe.
Yeah.
It will be, you know, a really fun event to just, again, pay, to talk about and recognize the history of the Brewster brothers and their impact on the town. We've got our Night Rise experience up at the Gondola that's opening in October. We've got, Banff, the Gondola Christmas that we do in December, which is a...
That always looks like fun.
Ton of fun. We have, Santa's always there and the elves. Those are sort of our, I would say, our main events through the winter season that we get excited about.
Always something going on. So you just have to check out your website, BanffJasperCollection.com. Stay at the Mount Royal Hotel, one of the many establishments that you run. And Alex Grant, it was a pleasure chatting with you, the VP of Operations for the Banff Jasper Collection. Again, the website is BanffJasperCollection.com. It was fun chatting, Alex.
Awesome. Thanks for having me, Randy, and thanks for coming to visit us.
On this week's show, we've been sharing our short road trip adventure hosted by the folks from the Banff Jasper Collection and Pursuit. And part of our adventure was spending an afternoon at the Golden Sky Bridge, which is a totally fun experience. And let me tell you, it is way more than just a suspension bridge located across a valley. There's all kinds of activities for you to do, from zip lining and a challenge course to a kids' play area to axe throwing and more. Not to mention the spectacular views that you have from the suspension bridges. There's actually two, a lower one and an upper one. In fact, you can get a great visual of it by viewing our one-minute travel bit on our website at theinformedtraveler.org. And there's more activities planned for the future, too, as I found out when I met up with Tristan McLagan. He's the general manager of the Golden Sky Bridge. You can check their website, goldenskybridge.com. And here is our conversation with Tristan now.
Let's start with the story of how this all began, because it's not just a sky bridge.
Absolutely. And I think, from the beginnings, you know, for us as Pursuit 2 years ago was the first time we walked the site out here, and there was a local development company that had acquired this land over 15 years ago, and a group that had a vision and a dream of one day creating an adventure park in Golden, British Columbia. And we came along and we're lucky enough to be involved in this project and saw it through to the finish. And put through the acquisition late last spring. We opened last summer, early June, 4 months of operation, and we learned quickly what we'd acquired and what we had left to finish. Yeah. As the snow melted, quick turnaround, and we had a great summer last season. We spent the winter really planning and focusing on what we wanted to grow this business into, and we reopened this spring, and it's been a very exciting project. I mean, we have the Sky Bridge is the core attraction, Canada's highest suspension bridges. Also really lucky to have here, zip lines, 1,200 foot zip lines spanning the canyon, 600 feet above the canyon floor, above the twin waterfalls, treetop challenge courses, axe throwing, climbing walls, a great plaza, food trucks, a ton of different events and different things that we do here. So really it is, attraction for everyone. And we're building something that, is here for everyone. It's a privilege and honor to be part of this community. We're excited as Pursuit to be part of the community of Golden. It's a beautiful community. Mm-hmm. They've welcomed us with open arms. And we continue to look at opportunities to continue to be part of this community through events, community acts, and partnerships within the community.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's not just a sky bridge. So anybody who thinks, who wants to just go walk across the sky bridge? But it's way more than that. And you got something for everyone. So if you have families, it's great for that. So, and I would think there's more to come still, right?
There is. I mean, this is really... You nailed it. This is really the tip of the iceberg. And we have, just under 100 acres out here. It's a little bit different for us in the Pursuit world. We're outside of the national parks. We're surrounded by six national parks, right? But being here in Golden.
Yeah.
So we have a little more freedom and flexibility of how we use our land and how we want to grow this business. We're very excited to be in the final stages of launching the Rail Rider Mountain Coaster.
Mm-hmm. I was going to ask you about that.
So. It's been a great project. It's as you can see as you walk around the attraction, it's very close. First of its kind, really, in Canada of this level. So there's a few other coasters that exist in other geos in the area, but this really is the European ski. Four tracks with the full up track, speeds reaching, you know, 60, 65 kilometers an hour, full braking systems, full control, computerized carts for distance control and safety. And the great thing about this is it can take two riders. So you can have, you know, a couple that want to ride together, a young child from two years and older. And it really is choose your own adventure. And I think everything that we're doing at the Golden Skybridge really is this choose your own adventure. You know, we have the extreme. We have a giant canyon swing coming on board that's going to be, you know, one of the biggest, fastest, scariest in the world. From a personal perspective, I can tell you my personal interest in riding this is minimal. The staff's interest in launching me off of it is quite high.
It's quite, yeah.
So we're in the final stages of engineering with that, and that's going to be, you know, what a 40 to 60 foot free fall, what a 400 foot pendulum, and speeds above 100 kilometers an hour. And we're designing and engineering that to be a tandem swing. So again, something that really is for thrill seekers.
Yeah.
And then we have things, as you mentioned previously, you know, just the walk through the trails. We have a beautiful large treetop play area, a full toddler playground, and really trying to create something for everyone. So, you know, a family or a large group comes up and everyone finds an adventure that suits their needs and their desire. And that's been really important to really think of, you know, the broader spectrum and how can we appeal to the masses and what can we create that is unique and is an experience that's going to be here for years to come. And and how do we make sure it's a sustainable, respectful of the natural environment, and that we're creating something within this beautiful canyon that's a privilege and an honor for us to be a part of.
Let's talk about just the logistics of coming here. What do you need to know? Is there some restrictions, age restrictions, for example, or something like that, that people should know, be aware of?
We have no restrictions on the general admission. Mm-hmm. So we basically offer two different packages. The general admission, which allows you access to the whole park, all the trail networks, the bridges, all of our interpretive, the play areas, our plaza, all of our events when we have live music, etc. And then we have what we call an adventure pass. And the adventure pass is a ticket, an add-on to your general admission. It allows you unlimited access to all the auxiliary attractions over a three-hour period. So that would include the treetop challenge courses, the sky zip line, the climbing walls, the axe throwing, et cetera, et cetera. And the restrictions for those are, you know, from seven and up from an age restriction and from a weight restriction, there's restrictions just based on safety. So, you know, it's very encompassing and for safety, there's minimum weight and maximum weight for the zip lines as there is in all locations, but we have engineered to make that as broad of a range as we can. And really there is something for everyone further to the point. Even, you know, those people who are a little bit afraid, who maybe need a helping hand to get across the bridges, being the highest in Canada. And those that don't cross the bridges, you know, come back to the plaza, they can enjoy a beautiful lunch or dinner at our food trucks, have a nice pint of cold craft beer on a nice hot day. And just really relax and watch people. You know, you have the zip line coming in, people speeding in 60, 65 kilometers an hour every few minutes right into the plaza after their 1200 foot zip across the canyon. So I mean, really, it's exhilarating in all aspects of it. Visually, it's a great place to come and watch other people if you don't have the intensity to conquer some of your fears yourself. And if you do, it's a great place to overcome your fears. And we have a great team here who's very supportive, making sure that, you know, we find an adventure for everyone and everyone finds the adventure that suits their personal desire and needs.
Now, can you, because what we did is we just did a loop just to see what was there with the adventure pass. But if I had the general pass and wanted to upgrade while I'm here, you can do that too, right?
Absolutely.
Say, hey, I want to try the zip lining now. I wasn't sure, but now I want to try it, or some of the other things, right?
And we see that quite often.
Yeah.
People that come in, you know, without seeing what is a treetop aerial challenge course. You know, even for me, someone would have said
two years ago,
and I would have pictured something completely different, right? So we have multiple areas within the attraction where we're able to upgrade and sell tickets. You know, someone crosses the first bridge, they change their mind, they get a little bit more excitement, they want the challenge, whether it's for the challenge course as a zip line, they can upgrade their general admission ticket and get the all access
right
pass
there on
for
the
three
spot.
Hours
they don't
right
have to come
spot.
Back to the office.
Correct.
Or anything like, well, that's very convenient. Now, when are you open? I'm assuming you close at winter time.
We are currently closing in the winter.
Yeah.
So we're open sort of from early May until just after Thanksgiving. We are looking at some year-round operations in the future. Currently focusing on our core attraction, really building it up. You know, and working towards that and continuously building and growing. And further to my point, you know, tip of the iceberg, we'll continuously every year be adding and we're looking at ways we can continuously grow and develop this attraction, and and super excited for where we're at now, where we came from, and where we're headed. It's been quite a journey, and a privilege to have such a great team here, such a great community, and the support of this community, and really excited at the partnerships, you know, with our local Tenaha and Métis friendships that we've been able to make with our different partnerships throughout the community, and really focus on giving back to the community. We have a community support golden locals and people from the area. We do a season's pass. They come one time, have access all season, which is really important for us to make sure we're not taking something away from the community. This is a canyon that generations have enjoyed. The waterfalls, as you saw crossing the bridges, are absolutely breathtaking, and our goal is to
didn't even talk about the views but the views are amazing.
They are, absolutely. And I mean, I recommend going on, you know, goldenskybridge.com or onto our social channels and take in some of those images and get out here when you can, because Golden's a special place. It's a short drive from Calgary, Edmonton. And, you know, it's always one of those places people feel is a little further than it is, but it's a hop, skip, and a jump from Banff and from Calgary, Edmonton. So
it is really easy to get here. And the signage is great. Like, you're not wondering, am I coming up the right road or anything? So you've done a great job that way. Have about 30 seconds. Anything you want to add? I might have missed or something.
No, just wanted to say thanks for joining. I look forward to seeing you on the zip lines and the challenge courses later
this
afternoon.
We're going to do it right away.
And we look forward to welcoming continued guests, and we look forward to getting, you know, our Rail Rider Mountain Coaster is very close. We're very excited about that coming online. Giant Canyon Swing, and continuously see what we're up to, because we're not slowing down. We're continuing to build, continuing to grow, and we're super excited for the future here. And super honored and privileged to be part of this great community here in Golden, British Columbia.
Keep going back to the website, goldenskybridge.com, and Tristan McLagan is the general manager of the Golden Skybridge. Thanks for doing this. Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Appreciate your time.
And that is this week's Informed Traveler podcast. Remember, this is the podcast version of the Informed Traveler radio show, which is heard each week on Chorus Radio. You can find more information on the show at our website, theinformedtraveler.org. So thanks for listening. If you like what you hear, let us know, leave a review, tell a friend, or you can drop me a line. My email is randy@theinformedtraveler.org. You can also like us on Facebook at facebook.com/informedtraveler, or follow me on Twitter at informedtraveler.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
3 nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.